As you heard the first reading, when the reader was telling us, God told, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. I always hope this prophecy was about me, but it wasn't about me. It was about Jesus Christ. As far as I'm Egyptian, but it's not. It was about Jesus Christ. Today, I'd like to, as I'm hoping for our preaching during this Sunday and the next couple Sundays in the whole January, how really to keep Christmas alive and not just it's okay, it's time now to wrap things up, take the Christmas tree and things getting down. It's kind of like Christmas only stand for 1 week. But I think there is another element I like really to refer to. When people think Christmas is about joy and happiness and laugh and all these positive things. And I heard this before from many people, many Christians say, Christmas is not my time, and not my time of joy. Because Christmas brings bad memories. Or because that's a time when they lost somebody. And they feel like, I don't want to be the guy or the person just come to a church and tell them about my struggle and my sadness, and just can't make everybody sad. So I'm going to stay away from the scene. I'm not part of this scene. But I think this is not accurate compared to what the Holy Spirit wrote down to us in the Bible. The way we saw that about Jesus as the top moment of Jesus being really born and being saved. And we are not going to talk about the other bad side of the story. About the kids who were slaughtered. The innocent kids who were really lost their life. While we have Mary and Joseph enjoying the hope and this moment was on the other side, families were weeping and crying. And I think this is encouraging us to remember our life is about both. We are not called to weep all the time, and we are not called to also have a fake joy. I think God is interested in us to be, when really Jesus is born, just enjoy it fully and 100%. And when we lose an innocent, and when we lose anybody, we should also admit our feeling as a human being. And I know everybody, maybe once I read this scripture, think, oh, Pastor Medhat is going to speak about the massacre in Newtown. I'm not actually going to speak about the massacre in Newtown. And because it's not the only bad things happen in the world. And maybe it's shocking because it happened too close. And it's not in the third world. And not in a place where far away from home. Even for us as Rhode Island people, that's really very close. It doesn't even happen far south or north. Or it's really close in every meaning. And I think the story was shocking to see how much evil could do and how much evil could be very close. And it's kind of really waking up the fear. What about me? What if this was me? As a teacher or a child. And I think when we need to speak about the sadness, we need to speak about the sadness and the loss of every human life everywhere. And I think the story about Jesus Christ is being born is not only enjoying his own gift, is like, I am here, I'm fine, and I'm safe, thanks to the Lord. And please, forget Jesus Christ as the divine. Think of Jesus Christ, the human being. He carried these children in his heart. And I believe this story shaped his memory. As Jesus was biased to the most vulnerable people, the woman, the poor, and on the top of them, the children. That was a very radical change when Jesus Christ asked the children to come close to him. And every time he will try to teach us to be a good people, he will bring the children's hearts as a model to tell us that's the model you have to work with. This is the top model, children. They are not just small creatures running around, the useless, wait until they grow up and be something and hold a big career or hold a big position and then respect them. They are loved by God. Because you people, you wait until to see how they behave when they are old. But the way they behave now, it's the way they understand life. They are so innocent. And then this story about how really when we are enjoying our moment is to remember other people. And 2 years ago when I was at Mayo Clinic, one visit was a lady who was really celebrating her husband getting a liver transplant, and that's actually was the second liver transplant. And the outcomes, they were actually a young couple, and she was very happy. And the question she asked me was very interesting about, I'm concerned going on Facebook and write these down, because I know other people who are going through the same process. They got different result. And they were, if you know the Caring Bridges and all these groups, was like you have at least 500 people on the page and they are really waiting to hear everything on the case. And with the technology, it's actually updating like second by second now. So it's amazing. But this story is stuck in my mind. It's like you have overwhelming joy, but at the same time you are concerned about other people. I mean, I see the joy is popping out of your face, your heart, everywhere, and if I was in your position, I would be more crazy than you. And having a room to think about other people who are not really enjoying the same privilege. That's something touched my heart. And I said, you are teaching me, I'm not the chaplain, you are the chaplain here in this. You are the spiritual care provider in this scene and not me. Because you taught me something and you touched my heart. And I think the story today is about that. It's about an overwhelming joy or happiness or getting really a great opportunity. Even having a moment to think about others. What does a Christmas mean for a patient with a new diagnosis? For a person with a family who lost their beloved one, regardless if it's young or old, it's after long struggle with a disease or just a sudden death. Loss is loss. For a person staying far away from their families and they cannot be physically with them. For a child with no parents and waiting for somebody to take care of them. For a person who lost, as we said, their beloved one. This question makes it very difficult to pick a text. It looks like that really dark. Why do you want to even read this text to us? It's so depressing. It's so hard. But if God gave it to us, there is a reason for that. And I'm imagining if really the writer of our Bible were trying to make the Christianity joyful and wonderful and easy thing, just everything is bright. They could do that. They had the chance to write everything good. But the reality, this is not the true life. The true life is death and life walk together. Health and sickness walk together. So I think God is interested in the people to live their real life in one hand holding the hope, and in the other hand say, here is my troubles, here is my concern. And I was very hesitant to use actually this text many times. But I think this text is a joy to know one day was very dark, but the other day Jesus used these people, these innocent children, to fight for them. As we know, many freedoms in the world born because of how many people struggled and even paid their life for it. And today, we see this model of a ruler who is a dictator who will do everything to stay on his seat. And this is the model of Christianity saying, this is not we are hoping for you to be. Here is Christianity is about Christ. He was saved, but never ignored the people who weren't saved. And here is a guy, a Herod, who will do everything on earth to go to his mission, to stay on his seat. He will kill everybody. He will do anything with no challenge. And which model do we want to be as Christians? And today, as we talked about this story is about the dark and the light side of our human life. Life is full of health and well-being, joy and sorrow, hope and disappointment. In life, there is the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I'm sure you remember this name. Christmas brings hope so that we can celebrate the good in all of us. And we can make this year, as we are heading to the new year, a memorable one, not by ignoring, not by focusing only on joy, but there is a joy too on putting hand on reality. Celebrate the good and do what you can to change the bad. Try to find a way to live in peace with what you can't change. I want to remind you of what the angels of the Lord told Joseph. Do not be afraid. And he helped Mary and Joseph to come to an understanding that God is with us. God is Emmanuel. In the midst of all our troublings and all our bad things, the promise is not to live in the world without trouble, but to experience God with us. If we are happy or sad, healthy or sick. Amen.